What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Bromance. My name is Thaber, and with me, I have...
Hi, everybody. This is Savage.
How's it going? Welcome back. This is episode number 4.
Yeah.
Last month, in episode 3, we talked about Venom and Halloween.
Yep.
We restructured the podcast a little bit, and I think we kind of liked it, so we're going to stick with this new format and see how it goes.
Yeah. A lot of info, a lot of new stuff, so it's kind of exciting. I think that we've progressed to... an era that we like. So.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta continue with this and see where it goes.
Yeah,
I definitely think we have. We're going in the right direction. Yeah. It's just we need to continue to
wow you people.
Right. I don't know if we're wowing a bunch of people yet. We might have a couple of listeners.
Yeah. What's going on with you?
Anything not much, new? Man. Not no? much. Thanksgiving was yesterday.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. My Thanksgiving got canceled.
Yeah, I had 2 Thanksgivings and both of them were at 1 o'clock. So I was at. One for an hour and went to the other one for an hour. I was like, Oh boy, what a blast.
Her dad and his girlfriend ended up having strep throat. We didn't want the kids around it, and our little girl got sick, so we just ended up staying home and made a turkey at the house, and it was a late Thanksgiving, though.
Well, we have a kind of a big Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got a Friendsgiving tomorrow.
Friendsgiving tomorrow. It's a great new thing we're going to start. It's
starting awesome. The new tradition of a Friendsgiving. We got, your family coming over and 2 more families?
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just stepping outside that, finally get some friends in my life.
Right. What are you trying to say? I'm not your friend?
Well, like a couple friends, right, man. Right. Just...
What about you? What's new with you?
Nothing much, really. I got hurt at work.
Yeah, that was gross, dude. I really wish you wouldn't have sent me that picture.
Yeah, I got my arm got cut, and I got 7 stitches in my arm.
Yeah, you could have kept that picture yourself and just told me that your arm got cut.
It was pretty sweet. I got it all the way down, like the fatty tissue, and like it was nasty.
We don't need details. Yeah, we don't need details.
It was nasty, but it was cool, though. But anyways, that's about
I guess new with me is I got a... I had that job interview this week trying to get a new job. I mean,
that's awesome.
Hopefully this job works out because then my schedule opens up a lot more and we can do this more frequently.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
that's what makes me mad is that we can't do this as frequently as what we want.
Yeah, it's definitely a struggle, but we manage.
But hey, we try to get it out as quickly as we can.
Yep. So let's dive in.
What did we do today?
So, we went to the movies tonight. That was part of our November list.
We went and saw Robin Hood. And I'll be honest with you, Robin Hood was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I went into it with low expectations.
I did too.
I mean, it's one of those generation films where they seem to, every generation, bring out a new Robin Hood. And this is the story that you know, but this isn't the story that we're going to tell you. And then at the end of the movie, you're like, it's the same dang story that I've seen 15 times.
Right.
But was it good?
It was good.
It's got Taron Egerton in it. He is, if you don't know him, he's the main character in Kingsman.
Yep.
He's Eggsy.
Yeah.
And then there's Jamie Foxx.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think everybody should know who Jamie Foxx is at this point.
It was a good movie. I don't know. It was even though you're saying like it was like that traditional Robin Hood, I think it was a different type of traditional Robin Hood though.
It's been a long time since I've seen Robin Hood. One of the things that I don't remember, but it was kind of how it was like a lord.
Yeah, like this one, he was a lord.
Yeah, he was like
he was already royalty in the community.
Yeah.
But then, like, I don't remember the old Robin Hoods. I thought he was just, like, a normal peasant and just...
That's what I thought, too. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. It's been, like I said, it's been a long time since I've seen... I don't even know if I saw the whole 2010 one with Russell Crowe. I did see bits and pieces of it, but I don't think I've ever sat down and watched the whole thing. It's just one of those movies, it's like, it's hard to get behind. But I wanted to see this because it had Taron Egerton, Jamie Foxx, and Ben Mendelsohn.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Mendelsohn is Nolan Sorrento in Ready Player One. And he is.
I think he played in. He's the bad Maze Runner too, didn't he? He was a bad,
no. That you're thinking that's a different. Else. That's a different guy. He is the bad guy in the Star Wars story, Rogue One.
Oh, okay, yeah. I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Movie wise, it was really good. I mean, I definitely don't know if I would define it as you need to go see it in theaters.
I mean, if you want to pass the time and you want a movie to watch, though, if you're not going to go see the other bigger movies.
Yeah,
I mean, you can.
Like, Fantastic Beasts is obviously the biggest one of this. You got Fantastic Beasts and Wreck-It Ralph, which, for me, like, I'm not a fan of the Harry Potter series. You know, obviously, yes, I've seen them all, but that was just because of the nostalgia factor behind them. Like, you've seen one, you got
I would have liked to have seen that.
Not me. Like, I'm not a fan of the whole... the Wizarding World, it just wasn't my cup of tea. So, this is an action film, you know what I mean? Like, let's go see this, you know.
I like my fairy tales.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't not want to say fairy tale, but magic and the sci-fi aspect of it. I like that, but
I mean, but
I don't know. Like, I think the Robin Hood was, it was, like I said, it was good. I mean, if you're not going to see the other two movies because they're full, or, you know, the theaters are sold out for the time you're going, Robin Hood's always a good choice.
I feel like we live in an age now where you know if the theater's sold out or not.
Yeah, that's true.
It was kind of funny. We were sitting there, like, what, like 10 minutes into the movie, and two people walked in. People were
still walking in.
Like,
yeah,
are you serious? Like, really? Like, I will never walk into a movie that late.
No, there's no point.
Oh, I did. Also, I like the storyline where he goes to war. I don't remember that either. Like, this, they did a good job of remaking the whole story.
I think that gives them a little bit more of a story, like a background of Robin Hood, for them to, like, why he's decently good with Arrow, and then this Jamie Foxx like mentors him to be better with the Arrow.
Right.
You know, so I think that was a good little background, and you know, the fact that he fought the war.
Right.
And now he's coming home to see what the war's really done to his community. And it's like, whoa, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. So,
do you think that the ending left it open for another one?
Oh, most certainly.
I just, for me, maybe I should have done some research and had watched a previous Robin Hood. But for me, it's like, I swear they did not know who his identity was. And they know who he is in this movie. And it's like, the whole point of Hood was the hero could be anybody, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, like, he didn't want people to know who he was. He wanted people to know that
they have somebody fighting for them.
Right, it wasn't, he wasn't doing it for the glory. He was doing it.
I don't know, I think at some point you're gonna have to give Robin Hood a face, though. You know what I mean? So why not make him a face and then create your second movie, everybody's after him, and
Right.
You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying, but it's just like, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like, if you want to make a movie new, you know, you do have to change the script. I'm not saying that the changes that they made were bad, you know, like showing them his face. Like, no, you need to stick to the original. Like, no, that's what makes people not want to see movies, is because you make repeats of the exact same thing over and over and over.
Exactly.
So this was a good twist on it. I'll give them that. And the action scenes were pretty intense.
Yeah, they were. They were good. So, I mean, excuse me. Overall, I mean, I'm going to give it an A.
I would give it a B plus. I would give it a B plus.
I'll give it an A minus then.
I don't know. For me, it's like, I mean, when you're thinking A, like, A to me is like, you know how we put our movie list together of like top movies at the end of the year. A to me is like you're pushing top five to maybe top 10. Yeah, I wouldn't go top five. I would give it maybe top 15, but I'd have to look at my list and see where it would fall. Right. But I'll give it a B plus. You know what I mean? Like, it's not towards the bottom.
I can retract my statement.
Right.
We'll go with B plus then. But anyway, well, what's our next one we saw?
We actually went and saw two movies this week. Imagine that. The wives let us out to see two movies.
Two movies in one week.
We went and saw Widows on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Widows. I'm just going to call it right now. Widows was garbage.
Yeah, it sucked.
Do not. Like, I wouldn't even recommend seeing it on Blu-ray.
And I don't even understand how. Like, I was seeing a preview on TV, watching TV, whatever. And they gave it a 5-star rating.
Well, that's because you and I have been arguing about this for so long. You're so afraid of me bashing these critics because you think of it, their brand names,
I just don't want to, you know, I don't want to get ourselves in trouble with everything. But I'm just saying, like, man, I just don't understand how they could rate that movie at a 5-star. I mean, if I wasn't watching the movie for a purpose, I would fall asleep.
Yep,
through the part of it.
Yep,
and then hopefully somebody would have woke me up.
It has a very good cast ensemble, but cast ensembles
aren't everything.
They're not everything. No. You know, you got a great cast ensemble,
but you ain't got a good story. The movie sucks.
It's like I would say close to a 2-hour long movie.
Yeah,
and the whole movie is boring up until the last 5 minutes of the heist when they pull the heist off. The heist was really good. They did a really good job of pulling a heist. You know, because we've seen tons of heist movies. This one was like a cool new take on it,
yeah.
In a way, you know, like.
Yeah. Well, it showed women doing it, which was interesting.
Right.
We never really see that.
Women carrying down a briefcase of like.
Hundreds and twenties of dollars, you know.
And I bet you that briefcase had to weigh every bit of 100 pounds.
Oh, yeah. They were saying, they gave you the weight in the movie, but I don't know what it was. Right, yeah. But it was, I mean, it was, the heist was the, like you said, it was the best part of the entire movie. It gave it a great little thriller.
Just to kind of, so that way you understand, like, if you didn't see the trailer for Widows, I mean, obviously, we didn't give you the plot synopsis to Robin Hood because I feel like everybody should know what Robin Hood is. But this one is, it's set in a contemporary Chicago amid a time of turmoil. Four women with nothing in common except a debt left behind by their dead husbands. Criminal activities take fear into their own hands and conspire to forge a future on their own. Basically, what happens is these four random women, their husbands, work together on a team, and they rob people.
They're thieves.
They're thieves. Well, they rob the wrong guy, and they get blown up and die, and then the guy finds out that the guy that they stole from finds out that it was them, and then goes to one of the widows and says, "You have a month to give me my money."
Right.
And then she basically, long story short, pulls a heist with the estranged widows.
Right.
And there you go. That's the whole plot of the movie. And
that's the movie. We just told you the movie. Save yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even worth, it's not even worth to me the rent. It's that bad of a movie. Maybe if you're a fan of the cast ensemble, you got Viola Davis. She is Suicide Squad, the boss lady in Suicide Squad. Yeah. Liam Neeson, which he has a very, very vague role in it. He's just kind of like a big name to get you to go see it because you think he's in it, but he's not. Same with John Bernthal. I might have pronounced that wrong.
Say it.
He's the guy from Walking Dead, and he's also
the guy from Punisher.
Yeah, there you go. I've never seen the Punisher, but yeah, he's Punisher, the guy from the Netflix. Punisher, Netflix.
Yeah.
And other than that, I mean, that's it. Oh, Colin Farrell. There you go. Colin Farrell. He's the other big guy. Then you do have that Brian Tyree Henry. He is in Atlanta. That's his biggest thing to date. He's Paperboy in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then you have Daniel Kaluuya.
I don't know how I say his name.
I'm sorry. I'm butchering these last names. He is the guy in Get Out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
So, I mean, the cast ensemble was pretty good. But don't think Liam Neeson's in this because he's not.
Yeah.
He just has a very small role. And the funny thing is, when we saw this trailer, you even called the movie.
I called the movie.
Yeah, like,
I knew exactly what was going to happen.
I thought, and he thought too, that basically they faked their whole death and the women were just going to pull a heist and then they were going to all like ride off into the sunset together. Yeah. Basically, Liam Neeson
is the only one that
he's the only he set his team up and blew everybody up and paid people off to make it look like he died too. And
it's exactly what I called.
Yeah, we called it before. Well, excuse me, not we. You called it before the movie even started. Yeah. And which when we saw that, you're like, huh? Well,
told you.
Cool little plot twist. Not.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. Like I said, I think the movie was garbage.
Yeah, but I definitely wouldn't recommend it at all.
No, it was a waste of our time.
I might put that dead last on the list.
Oh, I probably will.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that was the movies we saw for the
Robin Hood is an A or B plus.
Ooh, almost got you to say A.
Yeah, I was thinking like, well, because
comparing to Widows.
Yeah, comparing to Widows, we'll give it an A plus. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll give, if there was a way to give, like, Widows, I'd give a G. It doesn't get an F. I'd give it a G.
Yeah, it's garbage. I wouldn't waste your time with it. It was very disappointing. I really was hoping it was going to be more of a, I don't know, I was hoping to just have more of it.
I don't know. I mean, we could sit here and try to think of a million different ways to make that movie better, and I don't think you're going to come up with anything. No. It was that bad.
Yeah.
So. All right, so let's, as usual, like we stated earlier, we changed the structure of the podcast. We are now trying to incorporate some news section in there, so that way for you, those people out there that don't really follow movies that much, but
Like to listen to us
to get that news, you know, like that. I want to be that medium for you. So, since we're on the topic of Jeremy Renner, I'm reading as I'm talking. Since we're on the topic of Robin Hood and Jamie Foxx,
okay.
Jamie Foxx is cast as the new Spawn in the Spawn remake.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jeremy Renner is set to play the detective Twitch Williams.
Okay.
Now, it's been a very long time since I've seen Spawn just because Spawn, the original, I personally think is an absolutely terrible movie.
I watched it.
Did you actually watch it finally?
I watched it when I saw that he was going to be the new character for Spawn. So I did watch it. And, I mean, set back in the old, like, you got to think that movie came out.
In, like, I don't want to say 90-something.
We were young when that movie came out. So back then to have that, I don't know.
I remember seeing it back then and I thought it was stupid.
like it has like it's trying to be like an action movie and then also has comedy in it.
Right.
And like it's dumb comedy.
Right.
And it's just I don't know.
One of the cool things that I like about this is though they're already stated it's going to be rated R.
Oh really?
Yeah. So you're going to have
it's more like more gruesome.
Yeah. I don't know. Gruesome wise, you know, I'm sure.
Because I mean, it's like hell. I mean, that's what it's based off.
Right. Right. I'm sure it'll have its gruesome. I mean, it might not be like bloody gruesome though. You know, it's hard to tell what they're going to do with this. True. But the rated R makes me excited. You know, I like because the first one wasn't rated R.
No.
I don't believe so. But no. it's not like. And this one's also more catered to be horror.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, horror, are we talking like It or are we talking like Michael Myers horror? Right. You know, horror is one of those words that it can go two different ways. Right. You know, it's not horror. I can see how people were thinking.
It was jump scares for sure. It was.
Right.
So, I mean, that kind of scared me. But
right.
I don't know how Spawn will turn out to be like jump scares or not.
Right.
I think it's going to be more along rated R of maybe blood or foul language or
you might see more blood, you might see but I don't see how foul language can make a rated R movie though, you know what I mean?
If you throw the F-bomb it automatically makes it R, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you might be right there. You might be right. Well, since we're still on the topic of horror, let's talk about the last month we talked about Halloween.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know why I didn't mention this last month, but Halloween, because of the success that Halloween had, they are already in talks of rebooting the Friday the 13th series.
Mm,
now,
I won't listen.
To your average person, you know, that's like, who really cares? Well, you know, I personally don't really care either, but it's just funny. Do you know who's behind the reboot of Friday the 13th?
No, not at all.
LeBron James.
That's why he went to the Lakers.
LeBron James' production company.
Jeez, OP. That man's got his fingers in everything.
Yeah,
That's why he moved to LA.
That's why he moved to LA. I would have loved to see him stay in Cleveland. But, you know, he came back, he won us a title, he left, yada yada. Who cares? Like, at the end of the day, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
Right.
But yeah, it's one of those things where it's just crazy to think that, like, LeBron James
behind a movie?
It's not the fact that it's behind the movie, it's the fact that it's Friday the 13th, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what gets me is, like,
you got to start somewhere, I guess.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean,
I'm pretty sure you said it in the like past podcast that this is a reboot. We are in a reboot genre right now, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. That is like, very true. We do live in the reboot era where everything
was reboot era.
Everything is being rebooted.
You know, if he's really wanting to get his foot in the door with movies and making a name there, I mean. There you go. He's behind that one. I mean, he did have a role in that kids movie, Smallfoot.
Yeah, that's right.
He was
right.
One of the characters' voices in
that's
that
right.
one.
I forgot about
so,
that.
I mean, it's not just one thing.
I'm sorry. Like, I completely just realized that I forgot to bring up the biggest news that happened this month.
What's that?
Stan Lee.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, guys, that I've waited so long to tell you this.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard already, you live under a rock, but good Lord, Lee was taken from us.
God bless the soul, man.
Rest in peace.
That sucks that he's gone.
Tip one back for the big dog.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It is. It sucks, man. I'm hoping they can still do some kind of cameos with him in some of the future ones.
For me, after reading some articles, they did come out and say that Stan Lee has filmed his scenes for Captain Marvel and for the Avengers.
Oh.
The Avengers 4 or whatever, they haven't named it yet.
Yeah.
I really hope because Avengers 4, Avengers whatever the heck next year's movie's called, is supposed to be like the end of all of what we've led up to. And then after that, they're going to make a whole new whatever, you know.
Really?
Well, because like half the, like Captain America or Iron Man, one of those two are going to die, you know what I mean? So it's like starting over. I really hope that at least his last cameo is like kind of like pays homage to him and like this is everything, you know, like
And I guarantee you they're going to have some kind of after credit with him.
They'll have something. I feel like you have to have something with him. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what.
Yeah.
But you have to have something. That's good. It's such a travesty to see him die. I mean, obviously 95 years old. You know, you knew it was coming. It's just, it's hard to believe that, like.
For 95, dude, he's still seeing those cameos. You don't think he's 95, though.
Right. He does look his age in there.
I don't know, dude. Like, I mean. Money can go a long ways when you're making that much money. You can.
I'm not disagreeing.
I say he looked a lot younger than 95. I
don't know.
The movies can make you look younger.
Right. Well, since we're on the topic of Marvel, Marvel's Black Widow movie lands a director.
Oh yeah.
So apparently they're Black actually Widow. Yeah, Black Widow. They're gonna make a
Yeah, movie it's about just gonna Black be
Black Widow.
Really?
And it's Kate Shortland. I have no idea who she is or what she's done. Mm-mm. I've never heard of her.
They're gonna still have Scarlett.
Yep. Scarlett Johansson should still be in it.
That's good. I liked her. I like her as Black Widow.
For me, it's I kind of like the idea of it. You know what I mean? Like, let's see. Because
I wonder if they're gonna go back.
Well, they do in the movies, like in the originals, but in the previous like Avengers movies, they kind of give you a little hint of her past.
Yeah,
she's from a Russian, right. You know, like
she's like a double, triple spy,
yeah, stuff like that. So it kind of reminds me of like a yeah. Red Sparrow.
Oh, okay.
Red Sparrow turned Avenger. Right. You know what I mean? Okay. So like I don't know. Maybe they can.
And I wonder if they're gonna go to like. I don't know, because like in the comics, some of the newer comics that I've watched from like animated series, whatever.
Right.
Like she is, I won't say like a double agent in it, but she like works for, somehow she gets into like the bad guys.
Right.
You know, stuff.
I know what you're saying.
Still helps out the good guys, and they don't know that she's doing both sides.
Right.
And they try to kill her. Like, they try to go after her and shit because they don't know that she's working both sides. So I'm just curious how they're going to, like, what the actual story plot is. It's interesting.
Well, I mean, it's definitely one of those things where it's like you can tell that this is obviously going to come out after the Avengers 4, which means that we're on to the whole new,
right.
The start of everything. Like, at that point, it's almost like...
I wonder if they're going to redo... I wonder if they're. I'm gonna have to see if they do some research. Are they gonna restart the Fantastic Four? Not to bring up random stuff, but right? Like,
I mean, let's see. It's one of those things where we're gonna have to see what happens. Like Captain America. There, and I have an article actually. That's let me go down to this article really quick and says Chris Evans wraps production on Avengers 4 and shares a message that sounds a lot like a goodbye. Chris Evans announced that he has officially wrapped production on Avengers 4. He shared the news on Twitter, and it came with a message that sounded a lot like he was saying goodbye to the MCU. And I quote, "Officially wrapped on Avengers 4. It was an emotional day to say the least. Playing this role over the last 8 years has been an honor. To everyone in front of the camera, behind the camera, and the audience, thank you for the memories."
Yeah, he's
eternally
dying.
Grateful. Chris Evans is, at that point, to
Captain
me,
America's dying.
Captain America's dying. So it's like, so... How are you going to continue with this? Like Captain America, like
I'm pretty sure that in the comics that the Winter Soldier becomes a new Captain America.
I thought it was Falcon.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought it was the Falcon.
I'm pretty sure that's how I'm from my understanding that's how it worked. They have the new Winter Soldier becomes the new Captain America.
Okay.
But I don't know for sure though. I don't know if they're going to stick to that or what.
But it's like,
cuz I've thought they had where like his metal arm, they put a star where his shoulder is, and like that's his like representing Captain America.
Right, right.
So I don't know. For
I mean,
sure,
I'm just
though.
Interested. Like I want like I'm anxious. Like you know me. I hate the MCU. I'm tired of these movies.
Yeah,
I'm just
but
I
we
am
love them at the same time.
I'm anxious to see like after this climax of 10 years of movies or 11 years of movies, and
right.
Here we are at the end. How do you continue? Like that's what I don't quite get. How are you going to continue the?
Well, there's always ways to continue it. I mean, you still got Spider-Man's young. You still got the Spider-Man series. You can still keep going with those.
Oh yeah, Spider-Man 2 comes out next July.
Yeah, I mean, you've got all the Spider-Man villains that are still going to do it or come out. You know, you still have. I mean, if Iron Man's still around, I'm pretty sure that Iron Man does find a protege to take over. His suits.
That's where
and
for me,
all
I wish
kinds
I knew,
of different possibilities.
For me, I wish I knew more about the comics than what I do.
And I'm pretty sure Thor has a daughter eventually with someone.
Jane.
No, I don't know who it is. Honestly, I'm pretty sure he actually finds an Asgardian woman.
Right, right.
To have a child with, and it's a daughter. I'm pretty sure. But I don't know.
Well, since you're talking about...
Don't quote me on any of this stuff.
Here's an interesting one for you. It says, Loki, Scarlet Witch, and other Marvel heroes, to get their own TV series on Disney streaming service. So, I mean, I that's really all the article read. Like, I mean, you're a big fan of Loki. He's supposedly getting his own TV show.
Yeah, I don't think he's dead either.
I don't know. It's...
There's a big... Did I send you that video? That guy,
but the, yeah, but we watched Avengers. Didn't you, you watched Avengers.
I did rewatch it. And there are things that question it, but then there's other things that happen to make me say, like, that can't be true.
It could be a
but he's so
prequel before Avengers, you know what I mean? Like, before,
I don't know, dude. Like, I'm just curious if he pulled some kind of magic.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
You know what I mean? He is the god of mischief.
Right. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he'll make an appearance. You know what I mean? Like, in. But it's like, what do you think about, like, Scarlet Witch getting her own show? You know what I mean? Like, so. I'm sorry. Here's the bigger overlaying question. What is the Disney streaming service?
Well, you know, DC come up with the same thing. That's why. So, DC Universe come out with their own server. It's like $75 a year. And they release, what? Yeah, they release like they have a Robin Hood series. Not Robin Hood. I'm sorry, just because we just saw that movie. It's a Robin series.
Right.
Like Batman Robin. It's a Robin series, like actual, like, you know, on CW they have like Flash and Green Arrow. This is the same kind of concept, but it's Robin series.
Is it animated?
No, it's like Flash and Green Arrow and stuff.
Where?
Like that. It's on their DC Universe. It's just like an app or a service you can download on your TV.
Where have I been? Dude, I did
it's
not
like
know
$75.
That.
Like, I'm almost like I told her.
$75 a year?
Yeah. Like,
dude, no, I'm not. I'm sorry, that ain't worth it to me. Like,
you break it down. Like,
no,
what's the math?
It's not. I get what you're saying. You do the math. $75 a year at the end of the year. You know, 12 times 5 is 60, so it's a little bit over $5 a month.
Right.
So, basically, like $6.99 a month, roughly. Maybe $5.99 a month, whatever the case may be.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but $5.99 a month to watch a Robin series?
Well, that's just one example, though. They have tons and tons of stuff on there. Like, I downloaded the app just to see what shows they offer. And I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it or not. Like, I would have to, like, major do some, like, investigating on what's really there. Like, they have animated, like, Batman series.
I'm not a big anime fan. Like, never been a big one.
They have a Titans series, which I think is a people, though. Like, real people of Titans. Like, Teen Titans, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And they just got a bunch of, like, movies on there. Animated movies. I mean, I don't know. It's comics. They got some comics, I think, that you can download and purchase on there as well. I don't know. Whatever, though. But that's DC for you, I guess. Well, they got Constantine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
They got a Wonder Woman series, like the old school.
Yeah, that's not anything worth mine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this is a little bit dated news. This goes back to our September podcast. I actually just saw this a little while ago. They renewed Snowfall, season 3. Yay!
Snowfall,
such a good show. Sorry, that's a little off topic. I happen to be scrolling through my notes and I found that. But, yeah, if you're a fan of Snowfall, season 3.
You know, they released, not released, but they announced Taboo, speaking of TV shows, for 2019.
I feel like that show should have came out, like, 3 years ago.
I mean, it should have, but I think it's because Tom Hardy's so busy with everything else.
Yeah, if you go look at it, if you look at Tom Hardy's, like...
He's busy.
No, he's not. He's, like, has no movies that he's actually filming right now.
Maybe. I mean, maybe the Venom movie took a lot of time. I don't know. But yeah.
Speaking of the last podcast, we talked about how Master Chief in his own show.
Oh,
it is confirmed. It is on Showtime, which really makes me mad because I was kind of excited. And the article that I said Master Chief will make an appearance in this, which makes me even more mad because I would love to be able to watch this show.
Yeah.
Me and my buddy played Halo last night. We went back and jumped back into the original Halo CE, and. It was an awesome...
Yeah, you could have texted me. I could have played with you.
I'm sorry.
Cool.
It was like at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I could have.
No, I'm sorry. I figured you were asleep.
I was. It's okay. I just teasing you.
You're right.
I don't know. I've been playing that Red Dead 2 for a while.
I'm not into that stuff.
I like it, dude. I haven't been into a game for a long, long time. But anyways, off topic.
Off topic.
Any other news you got?
I got some news. You like Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
Too bad. You know what's funny is speaking of Michael B. Jordan, we should have went and saw Creed 2 as opposed to Widows.
We should have.
But Michael B. Jordan to play as Tom Clancy character, John Clark.
Oh, okay.
It's supposedly going to be a new film series. Now, I really don't know.
Like Tom Clancy, like Splinter Cell? Like the game?
see, that's, if you go and look at, Tom Hardy is supposed to be playing a Splinter Cell. Oh, I can't think of his name. Tom Clancy, or excuse me, John Hard. Wow, I'm getting confused with my names. Tom Hardy is playing in a Splinter Cell movie, which is, he plays like Tom Clancy's main guy.
Character, okay.
I don't know who John Clark is, but Michael B. Jordan is playing John Clark. Now, for you Tom Clancy fans out there, if you know who he is, I mean, obviously you'd be excited, or you know what I mean. But for me, like, I'm just excited because Tom Clancy is a big video game maker. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's played it. At some point in your life, you've played a Tom Clancy game.
Yeah, Splinter Cell.
I mean?
He's made that, what's
Rainbow Six Vegas, Rainbow Six Siege. Yeah. You know, so like, I'm at anything Michael B. Jordan plays in, I'm down to watch.
Yeah,
I'm a little upset that we didn't go see Creed 2.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't.
Did you see Creed? I have Creed 1. I went through all my movies today.
I know. I saw your list. I saw your movie. You're ridiculous. He's got like literally a thousand movies.
I went through
right?
all my movies today and organized them and put them all on my phone as a list. So then I know when I go to the store next.
I feel bad for you.
I can go through that list and then buy another movie and make sure I don't buy doubles.
I need to go up there. I need to talk to your wife. We need to have an intervention.
No, dude. Yeah. That's the only thing I collect. The only thing that I ever collect is movies.
Yeah. You know what my
collection is? There's nothing wrong with that.
My collection is movie ticket stubs.
Well, that's you. I collect movies.
Yeah, but here's the thing that gets me. Like, your movie collection over here, like, you have to spend thousands of dollars just to complete your collection over here because you, like, I'm looking at it like
that's what a collector does. They spend money to collect what they like to collect.
Good grief, dude.
I mean, I'm
not dogging. Yeah. Like,
you ever watch Storage Wars?
No.
There's an old man in there. He's a collector. Okay.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
He's rich. I mean, he's, I don't know what he's rich from, but he's pretty wealthy. And he will seriously buy these storage rooms.
Yeah.
And
if he likes what he gets,
he keeps it and collects it and puts it in his collection room. Just an item. But he just collects random things. Right. I at least stick with one topic.
Right.
So you can just back up off
this. No, see, I'm just kind of like playing. I'm making fun of you, but in a way, it's like you saved me from having to go rent the movies.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you just told me earlier you got Black Klansman. Sweet, I'm borrowing it when I leave.
Well, I know because I'm watching it first.
Nope, you got other movies. You got other movies you need to watch. You got other movies.
I'm watching that tonight.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Anyways. Right, anyways, let's carry on to the news.
Okay.
Or back to the horror. I need to organize this a little bit better. Back to horror.
We're jumping around a lot today.
Sorry about that. Back to horror, though. We got Child's Play reboot. Ha, dun, dun, dun. Child's Play was like the worst. The only reason why I would even remotely see it is because it has Aubrey Plaza.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's terrible.
So
it's terrible. But Aubrey Plaza.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. She's the chick in the Samsung commercial. What do you have to do? Take a selfie?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, okay.
Real hot.
Gotcha.
And then
she's also that girl. She's the girl in that series, Legion.
I never saw Legion.
What?
Never saw Legion. She's in Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Okay.
If you ever saw that.
Same girl.
Yeah.
Same girl.
And it also has the Brian Tyree Henry, who is in Atlanta and was just in Widows.
Yeah.
That's the two main characters.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in it. I just thought it was kind of funny how, like, just because of the success of Halloween.
Again,
and,
another,
like,
reboot.
Why are we rebooting this? This isn't... Hollywood's rebooting movies that don't need to be rebooted, and then they're not rebooting movies
that should be rebooted.
Like, exactly. Child's Play is not a movie that needs rebooted at all.
Mm-mm. That, or they... I don't even know if they could... I never seen Child's Play, so
it's
no
good. I mean,
take off from the old one like they did Halloween, maybe? But I don't know.
No. Like, I mean, for me, like, I guess the Friday the 13th,
mm-hmm.
I can see that, you know... It's Friday the 13th is almost identical to Michael Myers in a way. You know, granted, it's a little bit like this guy is kind of like a zombie, so to
speak.
Jason,
right?
Yeah, Jason. He's a zombie in a way, just a different take on it. Or whatever.
I watched some of those Jason movies.
Yeah, no, they're no good.
Garbage.
They're no
garbage. All right. What else?
Well,
you got?
I think we can cut her short on the news there.
Yeah.
Just because I need to.
Okay.
I need to hear some of your stuff over there. What do you got for me today?
All right, well, we'll do some trailers first.
New trailers for November.
Yeah.
What do you got?
So, we'll do some. I'm going to just randomly. Wow, I can't speak today.
I'm over here stuttering. Don't worry about it.
Randomly, we're going to just. I'm going to list off some kid movies that are coming out. So, we got.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. This month was like literally. Like every trailer that I saw
this month
was a.
But they're good, though. I like it. I like kid movies. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to see your
Creeper.
Well, no. I got kids.
I'm just kidding.
Don't say that on live. Yeah. Okay, anyways, we got Secret Life of Pets 2.
That did look good. The first one was funny. I'll give you that. And it did look good, you know.
We got the one that I'm kind of excited for. I don't know how they're going to do it, but it's Toy Story 4.
No, like, I didn't even see Toy Story 3. Like, I didn't. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. I probably am the only guy in the world, but I don't like the Toy Story series.
But there was another. Oh, man. I wish I would have read that or memorized that article. There was a voice they're adding to Toy Story 4 that wasn't in it, a new character. And I can't think of the actor's name.
Is it the Spoon?
No. It's
the Spork?
No, it's somebody, and I can't think of who it was, but I'll look it up and see, I'll look it up and I'll just keep talking.
You go ahead, go ahead.
So we got what was the other one? Oh, the Pikachu movie,
Detective Pikachu.
Detective Pikachu.
Okay, the only reason why I want to see that is because Ryan Reynolds is the voice of Pikachu. That's the only reason.
Yeah,
why.
Yeah, dude, that was the best part.
I'm not saying
ever.
That it doesn't look good. I don't know. For me, it's like I'm not. Yes, I collected Pikachu.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah, I did see. Yes, I did see.
That's
okay, now.
That's the voice they're going to add to Toy Story 4.
Yeah, okay, I see that.
That was. I saw like, that. Oh, that's interesting. I wonder how he's going to, like. I don't know.
I mean, what? He can't voice the character in a movie?
I don't know. Like, he's such like a. I like him as an actor, but he's almost like.
He's
a,
just got. He's got.
His body language is so weird.
He's got a Liam Neeson voice. It's just iconic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. I guess. All right.
Good luck.
Let's see.
I will find
there was. It's called Wonder Park. It's another kid movie.
You just saw the trailer for that?
Yeah.
That trailer came out like 6 months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I just got notified of today. I think my notifications aren't working very well.
No.
Or something. I'm sorry, buddy. It might be old, but it's new to me. So, whatever. Dumbo came out.
Dumbo, yes. No. I'm so tired of Disney, dude. I'm so tired of Disney.
Whatever. Dumbo wasn't like a great movie
no.
in the beginning. Like, I don't know.
Why are they rebooting? This is like.
Because they're going to make all the Disney movies like live action, like they did
stupid.
Jungle Book and all that stuff. Whatever. Mary Poppins.
Disney, stupid.
I think it's cute for the kids.
Since you're on the topic of
Lego, no, wait.
Oh, no, since you're on the topic of Disney, go with the big one that just came out today.
What? Lion King?
Lion King.
Lion King, dude.
Stupid.
I am so excited for Lion King.
That's not like, for me, like, I don't get why how it's live action. Like, it's not live action.
Because they're going to have, they're
it's
gonna 100%, have animals talking.
It's CGI.
It doesn't matter.
The
it
whole
still looks
movie,
real.
It, at that point, see, this is what blows my mind in today's, basically, the original Lion King is animation. So why is CGI different than animation?
Because it looks realistic. It looks real.
How real can you make an animated roar? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm sure they could like audio.
There's not a single
a
person in
roaring.
This movie. Like person.
Voices.
Oh, no, I'm just saying like it's not like where in the Jungle Book you do have a character. You know, there's a kid running around with these animals.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I mean,
I'm sorry. I'm hating on Disney. I'm just so tired of Disney.
Get out of here. All right, anyways, so there's, I think my last kid movie is going to be Lego Movie 2. So
I never saw the first one.
It was okay. Like, the first one had, like, Will Ferrell in it.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. It was okay. Some of the other ones that are probably more popular would be that Fighting With My Family with Dwayne
Johnson.
Yes. It looks okay. I don't know. It's...
Basically, the if you haven't seen the trailer with Fighting With My Family, it's kind of like, it's based on a true story, and I knew the name, now I can't think of it, but it's basically this girl, like, wins a contest to become a fighter, and, like, Dwayne Johnson, like, mentors her or something. I don't remember how it works exactly. I don't know if that's, he is the actual one that mentored her, or if he's just...
Playing that
role, but it, I mean, it's
they
set.
Do say like that's the Rock, that's
right.
The Rock.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
He does play his Rock character. You know, he's not playing a role. It is Dwayne Johnson. He's playing himself as the Rock. There's actually one point in the trailer where he goes, "It doesn't matter what you think." You know,
yeah.
That's the only thing I love about the Rock was the way that he
his assholeness.
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? I used to watch.
I never got
back
into
that
wrestling.
Day. Back when he was in it, I watched it, but I haven't watched wrestling in 15 years.
I think
so
when I was in wrestling, like Hulk Hogan was still in it, Jake the Snake was still in it.
No, for me it was The Rock and
that's
about it. Kurt Angle.
Yeah,
but for me it's like I'm not. I think this movie is for the people,
for the wrestlers,
for the rest that like that. If you go to a
WWE, or WWE,
if you actually
now.
Go watch a live show, then you're gonna go see
this
movie.
Love this movie.
But I'm not about it.
Okay, so my next one is Once Upon a Deadpool.
Yes, Once Upon a Deadpool.
So basically, I thought it was a whole new movie, and I was so excited. And then somebody was like, "Oh no, it's just
somebody. It's me. It's."
Oh yeah, it was you.
Yeah,
you
it's
me.
Deadpool. Once Upon a Deadpool. Don't get it confused as another movie. It's literally Deadpool 2, PG-13.
Yeah,
that's all it is. They did reshoot some scenes, so that way they could remake it PG-13,
right.
And they're re-releasing it in theaters for the kids. It's right. It's basically because Marvel has gotten the rights to Fox. Because Fox owned Deadpool.
Right.
Well, Marvel is going, like, I think, I don't know if we talked about it on podcast or not. Maybe we did, maybe we didn't. But because Marvel now has the rights,
oh, yeah.
Since they bought, or DC bought Fox, they get the rights back to Deadpool. Deadpool is now going to be PG. The next one's going to be PG-13.
Oh.
I'm telling you, dude, Marvel, DC does not make rated R movies. DC, or, I'm sorry, Disney does not make rated R movies.
And Disney bought. You
and
said
Disney,
DC bought.
Yeah, I'm sorry, not DC. Disney bought Fox to get the rights back for Deadpool and for the X-Men series.
Mm-hmm.
Which the X-Men series was fine. They were already PG-13
except
it
for Logan. The Wolverine movies weren't though.
Right. That was the only exception, but it's not like they're making out another Logan movie, you know
yeah.
what I mean? But yeah, it's Deadpool 3
I don't know.
Or even the X-Force. It will be PG-13.
Yeah, it's I don't know. If Deadpool 3 comes out PG-13,
it will. I don't know why I keep wanting to say DC. Disney does not make rated R movies. It's just they don't. They're a family. They are family.
I don't know about that.
No, I'll give you an example because they fired
the guy
James Gunn because
of
a tweet from 15 years ago that was inappropriate. If they're going to fire a guy from 15 years for a tweet 15 years ago or whatever, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm using 15 years because it's just it makes it more extreme, but it's not really been. But it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
They fired him for something like that. Why would so you really think because they fired a guy for saying something they're going to make a rated R movie? No.
I don't know. It's garbage.
They're going to ruin Deadpool.
Yeah, they will. And you can say, and Ryan Reynolds he's probably ticked.
Oh, I'm sure he is, because this was his baby.
Yeah. He grew up reading Deadpool characters. He even there was an interview that he actually would like. He based his character or his like real life personality off of Deadpool. He said he learned so much from reading those comics. That's how he became who he is today.
Oh yeah, he fought to get the movie made.
Yeah,
you know, like he made that
I don't know.
That little, like years and years ago, he made that, like, little, like, scene
skit.
Just to, like, get it, and people got excited for it, and then Fox is like, okay, let's make it. You know what I mean? We own the rights to it, let's make it.
Right.
But I'm disappointed that Disney bought it. They're going to PG-13 now.
My other trailer that came out was Backtrace. That's got Sylvester Stallone in it.
Stupid.
It looks
stupid.
The only reason I brought it up is because, you know, Sylvester Stallone's in it. And
Yo, Adrian!
Rambo, man. That's how I remember. I mean,
Rocky.
I do remember from Rocky.
Rocky.
Whatever.
Rocky.
So, my next one is Serenity.
I don't know if I saw that.
Serenity. I'm trying to remember what they all are now, too.
Fine.
But it looked all right from what I can remember, though. It was... What was that one? I'm trying to think who it was. I don't know. Anyways, look it up. It might be good. There was a Vanishing. That's with... Gerard Butler.
I didn't see that one either.
Yeah, it was basically he's with a like I think it takes place back in the old days. He's like he's got a crew of a couple guys. They're fishermen. They stumble across some gold, I think.
Right.
And they make these, and the people are kind of coming to find that gold, and they I don't know. Make people vanish or something by killing them. I don't know what it is.
Right.
The other one is The Informer.
The Informer did kind of look good.
Yeah.
It did. The Informer's got the Rick Flag from Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name. I'm sorry, y'all.
He also played in that Netflix series, Carbon.
And here's some news for you. He played in where he got his big start was The Killing on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really good.
Oh, okay.
Really
good
TV show.
Yeah. How about, I think it's Replicas was the other one?
Replicas is one of those movies that's been out for a long time.
Is that the one with Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, Keanu Reeves. Okay. It was supposed to come out this summer, but for some reason it got delayed, and now it's like pushed back until like next year. Like 6 months from now or something like that. I mean, it's been pushed back. It was supposed to come out in like April of this year.
Oh, wow.
But it's been so long that like people forgot about it, so they released a new trailer. Mm-hmm. Replicas is basically like his family dies in a car accident. Keanu Reeves' family dies in a car accident, and he clones them, and like
they don't know, like his family doesn't know that they're clones,
and he gets in a lot of trouble because like obviously cloning people is against the law, like it breaks every law a man has ever made or whatever the case. So he's like got people chasing him and all that. Replicas does look good.
Yeah, we got The Intruder.
Did I send you that trailer?
Yeah, you sent me that one.
What's The Intruder? I know
I'm trying to think of what it was. I think it was the one where the couple buys a house.
Oh, yeah. And then, it's the one that's got Megan Good and then Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
And I know it's not Dennis Quaid. Nope, it's not Dennis Quaid.
The guy that he played in.
Oh, man.
He played in. It's an old movie. He played in, I think it's called The Rookie. He was a pitcher.
Yep.
And he was like a coach for a baseball team. And then
it is Dennis Quaid. It's got to be Dennis Quaid. It's got to be Dennis Quaid.
That's the only one I can think of. Or he just played in a kid's movie. I think it was the Dog's Purpose. He was like the old man that.
Yeah, it's Dennis Quaid. Okay. Basically, what it is this old man like dies. He sells his house to this new family, but yet he won't leave.
Yeah, he loves that house.
It's like his baby, and like he keeps breaking in. And
well, he will
mow. The trailer shows him mowing along. Like, hey, this guy's here. Like
mowing our grass. Yeah. And it's super weird. So there's that one, and then we've got, I think it says Back Roads. I'm trying to think what that one was.
That's another one. I think you sent it to me, but I didn't watch it.
It's got that guy, shoot, what is his name?
You're terrible.
So you remember that movie called Number 4?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, but I know.
That's the kid that's in this one.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is.
He's not
really that famous, but he's like mediocre.
The only one that I've ever really seen him in is I Am Number 4.
Yeah, I Am Number 4.
Number 4.
Yeah. So that's the only character I can think that's he's plays in this Back Roads.
Okay, Alex, so my last one, Pettyfer.
My last one is called Rocket Man.
Elton John. It's definitely an older trailer, but I'll give it to you.
Whatever. I just saw it today.
Rocket Man.
Same guy from Robin Hood. It's got Taron Egerton, yeah. So that'll be interesting, I think.
And if you don't know who Rocket Man is, it's a movie. It's a biopic about
Elton John. So that'd be good. I think it'd be pretty cool.
All right. Well, what do we got for movies coming up in the month of December?
December?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought you said you were done with trailers.
Yeah, I'm done with trailers.
Yeah.
I don't have movies for December.
Look at your email I sent you.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I thought we were going to do the Blu-rays.
You already did the Blu-rays.
No, that was trailers. I didn't do Blu-ray releases.
Oh, you didn't do Blu-ray? Oh, I'm sorry.
You're jumping ahead. That's why.
Go ahead and do your Blu-rays. I'm sorry. I thought we already did, because we sat down and did it before the podcast. That's what confused me.
Okay, so sorry, everybody. Got ourselves a little confused there. All right, so Blu-ray releases coming out for November. So we'll try to start here at the beginning of November. We've got Incredibles 2 come out November 6th on Blu-ray.
Yep.
So keep in mind, these are all coming out on Blu-ray or already have been on Blu-ray. We had Black Klansman came out November 6th as well.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Yep. We have The Meg came out on November 13th.
I did want to see that.
A guy
I work with went and saw it, and he said it was really good. So yeah,
a guy at work that said the same thing.
I kind of want to go see it.
And then Mile 22 came out November 13th as well.
I definitely wouldn't mind seeing that.
I would like to buy that to see it. And then the one movie that you wanted to see that I didn't really care for was Kin. Comes out November 20th. Or came out November 20th on Blu-ray. That's all that came out that I found that came out in November.
That's fine. That's a good list.
Not bad.
Not bad.
But I did buy Black Klansman, and I would like... Oh, just so you know, Christmas, my daughter, we bought her Incredible 2.
Oh.
So technically, I do have that already, too.
Right. I'm borrowing it. Let me know when you're done. Can you open it? Let me watch it first, and then give it to her a present.
She's like, why is this open already?
Santa brought it, and I wanted to make sure it worked.
Yeah.
All right, so sorry for the little confusion. What do we got for upcoming movies in December?
So November or December movies coming up. We got December 7th. We got that Vox Lux.
Yeah, that's it's December 7th doesn't have a good. There's like nothing good coming out. So I did. We just kind of wanted to put a movie on, give you something. Vox Lux follows. It's got.
And it could change maybe to some of these hidden movies that
Vox Lux has got Natalie Portman in it, and she plays like this pop singer star that
I don't know.
Like it didn't look interesting. I watched a trailer and it like 2 seconds into the trailer, I was like, this is not for me, so I quit.
So December 14th we got Spider-Man intro into the Spider-Verse. That's right.
Venom, they showed a little snippet at the end of the Venom. Mm-hmm. It does look interesting. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing it, but it's definitely not something I'm going to go see in theaters.
No, like, I don't know. Like,
I'm not an anime fan. I don't like animation.
I mean, I'll watch animation.
I don't like animation comics.
But it's, for me, like, the whole Spider-Man verse thing, like, they're basically what it is all different Spider-Mans from different universes come to universe.
What gets me is the Porky the Pig Spider-Man.
That's what throws me. Like, if you would have eliminated that one, I probably would have been like, oh, this is pretty cool.
Yep. As soon as you put a
pig in it.
Like, Porky the Pig is a Spider-Man. Like, that's stupid.
Like, did you only do that because of the Simpson movie?
I don't know.
Remember when he had the Homer
spider?
Had the,
yeah, spider pig? Pig. Right.
Spider pig.
Right.
Like,
right.
Like, that's the only thing I can think of when they brought that in. I don't know. It kind of ruined it for me.
Yep,
then we got December 14th as well. We got Mortal Engines and The Mule.
Mortal Engines and The Mule. Both of them are the movies we will be reviewing for you next month.
Yeah.
I am so excited for The Mule.
I think I like the Mortal Engines.
Mortal Engines looks good just because it's Peter Jackson's back behind it. This is basically like Peter Jackson's new Lord of the Rings, which I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
But what gets me is, I don't know, like I'm still up in the air about it. I don't know. Like, I gotta see it.
I think it'll be
alright. For me, The Mule is what's gonna get. I think The Mule is gonna be. It's one of those movies that, like, I'm to the point now where the reboot, like, we've talked about how we live in the reboot era, you know what I mean? Like, we live in the MCU era where, like, you just have to watch 15, like, watch this movie to go see this movie to go see this movie. This is one of those movies that's going to have a beginning, a middle, and an end, and there's not going to be a sequel.
Right.
You're going to walk in, you're going to see a dang good movie, you're going to walk out and be like, wow, that was an awesome movie. I don't have to go see another one in 3 months, then have to go see another one a month after that. Like, the MCU, you don't have to, like, Mortal Engines is going to be a trilogy. So you know that you're going to probably get left with a cliffhanger when you walk into that. You know,
that's okay, though.
That's why I'm excited for The Mule. And the fact that it's directed by
Clint Eastwood. And plays in it.
Like, sign me up.
December 19th, all we have is Mary Poppins Returns.
No.
So
I put that on there just because of I knew you. Oh,
it's for the kids.
It's for the kids.
No. I like kid movies.
No.
But I probably won't watch it either. No. I might get it on.
The only reason why I would watch it is because Emily Blunt is hot.
Yeah, she is attractive. All right. Then December 21st, we have Aquaman, we have Bumblebee, and we have Holmes and Watson.
We will see Aquaman for sure.
I will not go see Bumblebee.
No, Bumblebee is they've
ruined the Transformers. They ruined the
Transformers 110%. And this what blows my mind is if you watched and was it the last night?
No, it was the last night. They had a flashback of Bumblebee
in World War One or Two?
Because he was with the Germans. He was fighting the Germans, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to remember, Germans were in both wars.
Well, still, but I think the bigger one was two.
Right. I don't know which. Yeah, it's been a while. But
that's what irritates me about.
Yeah. And then now you got it's like they ignored that and now they're doing a whole new. It's like basically an origin story for Bumblebee.
Came out of nowhere to this girl.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's his origin story.
Now, Aquaman. Aquaman looks good.
Aquaman does look good. I am excited for that. I like DC, so I'm super excited for Aquaman.
The reason why we probably won't get Aquaman done this month is because we have three movies come out this month. Two of them come out the exact same day.
Yeah.
And it's just, then you have, it's going to be hard to get all three of those movies in this month.
Mm-hmm.
And then January, we only have one movie, so I think we should just push Aquaman back to January.
Yeah, because it's going to be
And that falls right at Christmas, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's trying to do so much at Christmas time that, like, let's just push it back to January, go see it works out for us to see two movies a month and then review those two movies in a podcast.
Right.
So that's what I think we should do with that.
That's cool.
And then the Holmes and Watson.
And that one with
Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell and
I don't know, the guy, they played in the, oh, yeah. They played the Step Brothers together.
Yeah, the Step Brothers together, and it's also in Ballad of Tagadega, or Ricky Bobby, the Ballad of Tagadega Nights.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically they're playing Sherlock Holmes and
Watson
and Will Ferrell's Watson. Yeah, I'm not saying that it's not doesn't look good. It's just for me, it's like that's definitely a Blu-ray.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I don't John know. C. Riley, that's his name.
I don't know if I'd buy
Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know if I'll end up buying that one either, though. That might be a rent movie for me, even. I don't know.
Right. So is that all you got?
That's all we got for December coming out.
Alrighty, guys. Well, thanks for listening. As always, please like, comment, and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. We need them. We need those listeners.
That's right.
I know that we're probably still not the greatest of podcasts out there yet. We're working on it. You know,
I think we do very well.
I'm optimistic. You know what I mean? Like, it gives some time, and I think after we do this enough, eventually we'll fine tune everything. But yeah. If you're interested in giving us some feedback, commenting on us. Did you guys go see Widows or Robin Hood? If you did, let us know what you think. Did you like?
Or if you saw any other movies.
Yeah, let us know what you guys. We didn't go see Fantastic Beasts or Creed. If you liked them, let us know. Feel free to email us at tntbromance@gmail.com. Let us know what you guys thought about this.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for listening, guys.
We just to kind of give you a little idea, we have a special podcast coming up it'll be at the end of December, early January. I don't know. We'll work on
fine tuning it,
but we do have a special podcast coming out. So we'll let you know more probably next month about that one.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.
That's the bromance.